Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and the pet recipe of the week. Today is the very last day we can offer to send you a free copy of Mary Lee Taylor's grand 16-page book of time-saving recipes. The requests have come in so fast, the supply is just about exhausted, so don't wait until it's too late. Today, sure, write Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri, and ask for time-saving recipes. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC, and here she is.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. Today is a very exciting day in the life of young Jim and Sally Carter. A day which started at midnight when Sally said,
Jim, wake up. I think I'd better go to the hospital.
Just how the day ended, you'll find out in a minute when we bring you today's story called Now We Are Three.
Well, what is it, Mary Lee? A boy or a girl?
Well, you wait and see. Meantime, how about a cup of coffee and a butterscotch nut roll? I've just taken the rolls from the oven, turned them out of the muffin cups, and they're nice and hot and sweet.
And do they smell good and look good? And am I going to have one? Oh, you bet I am.
I know you'll love them. They're light as a feather and topped with a rich butterscotch nut mixture.
And before Mary Lee says goodbye to you today, you're going to know how to make these grand butterscotch nut rolls.
And you're also going to know about a delicious meal that you can prepare for four people for only about $1.65.
And you're going to hear me say, as I always do, be sure to keep a supply of wonderful pet milk on your pantry shelf for making butterscotch nut rolls and all of the other delicious foods that are doubly delicious made with double-rich pet milk. Yes, pet milk is truly double-rich because it's a concentrated milk, the finest kind of sweet whole milk concentrated to double richness. I'm sure the oftener you use pet milk in cooking, the oftener your family and friends will say you're the best cook in the world. And remember, pet milk, the first evaporated milk, costs less than any other form of milk. So use money-saving pet milk for all your milk needs.
Well, we'll get back to cooking and meal planning after a bit. But right now, let's wait with Jim and Sally Carter for the blessed event. A thrilling time in Sally Carter's life. Her first baby is due to arrive any time now. Her suitcase is packed and waiting. Her mother has arrived from Midland. Everything is ready except for one important matter. And this evening, as Jim is in the bedroom finishing up some work, Sally and her mother are sitting in the living room discussing that matter.
But we have talked about names, Mom. Boys' names, anyway. Jim's so sure the baby's a boy, he won't even think about a girl's name.
Nonsense. Jim's not an idiot. He knows the baby's just as likely to be a girl.
Oh, you'd never think so. He talks about teaching his son trout fishing and sending his son to college. Honestly, it worries me. If the baby is a girl...
Here comes Jim now.
Finish your work, dear?
Mm-hmm. Now I can join the ladies with a free mind.
I was just telling Sally you ought to decide on some names for this baby. A child's name is important. Oughtn't to be left till the last minute.
I agree, Mother Hayes. And it is the last minute, I may add.
I hope so. But don't worry. A name will come to us. I'm sure it will. And we'll know right away if it's Dean.
Let's see. He must have a dignified name, of course. He might be President of the United States.
Sure. But at the same time, it can't be Stuffy. You know, the kind boys hate when they're in school. And besides, he might be in some profession where a pompous name would be a nuisance.
Oh, you too. Listen to you. You know, he might be a girl.
No, he's a boy. Of course, most any name is all right with Carter.
Well, you're sure you won't consider Junior? James Reed Carter is a nice name.
We fought that out to the finish, Mom, and I gotten over it.
Nope, that's out. I just don't like Junior.
I don't see why.
Oh, there's all that Little Jim and Big Jim stuff, and... before you know it, Little Jim's bigger than Big Jim. And it's confusing to everybody, including the postal authorities. An outmoded custom anyway, naming children for somebody. Oh,
there you are, Mom. I guess that settles James Reed Carter. I wish you two wouldn't worry. The baby will have a name, and everybody will be satisfied. It'll come to us.
Well, then, it had better hurry. That's for sure.
And Jim was quite right, for in the middle of that very night,
Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, wake up.
Mm-hmm. What?
Wake up. I think it's time. I think I'd better go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Oh, golly. Why didn't you say so? You okay? Oh, where am I?
There's no sense in waking Mom up. And of course I'm all right.
Okay. I won't wake her. Who moved my pants? I can't find anything. Oh. Everything's in the middle of the floor.
Jim, dear, maybe if you just turn on the light.
On the pants. Hmm? Oh, sure. Well, let's see. Where are her pants?
What's going on in there?
I'm sorry we woke you, Mom. I'm going to the hospital. Maybe it'd be all right to wait till morning.
Morning?
But...
morning, I should say not. We'll go right this minute, as soon as I find my pants.
Oh, yes, dear. Jim's right. You better go on to the hospital. Just a minute. I'll come in and help you get ready.
Oh, here are my pants.
As soon as you're dressed, Jim...
Oh, I'm dressed?
You can call a cab.
Yeah?
My suitcase is already there in the closet. Since Mom's awake anyway, she might as well help me.
Can I come in?
Oh, sure. Come on in. I'll call a cab.
Now, just be calm, Sally, dear. There's nothing to be excited about. Where are your stockings?
In the second drawer. And I'm the least excited person in this apartment.
Well, please send a cab to 4522 Lowell Street right away. The name is Carter. Yeah, and hurry. It's an emergency. Right.
Golly, Jim, give me 15 minutes. It's not an emergency.
Well, say, I want a cab here waiting.
You'd better call the hospital, too, Jim, and tell them Sally's on her way.
Oh, sure. Operator, get me Capital City Maternity Hospital, quick.
Here your shoes, Sally.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
Well, hello, hospital? Say, Sally. Mrs. James Carter's on her way. Hmm? Well, what do you need a doctor? Dr. Anderson. All right.
Thanks, Mom. I guess I'm about ready now. I'll give my hair a lick and a promise.
Oh, where in the world is that taxi? I'd better go out and turn on the outside light and watch for it. Maybe he couldn't find the place. You think I'd better call again?
He hasn't had time to get here yet, Jim.
Oh. Well, I'll go watch anyway.
Poor Jim. He's in an awful state.
Yes, I guess it really is pretty hard on the father. I won't go in the cab with you, dear. I'll finish dressing and follow. But don't you worry about a thing.
I'm all right.
Of course you are. And everything will be just fine. You've been so well right along.
The only thing I'm afraid of is that the baby will be a girl.
Why, Sally, I thought you were much too sensible to feel that way. Oh, personally, I found girls very nice and anyway.
Oh, I'd love a little girl. But it's Jim. You heard him yourself tonight when we were talking about names. He's so set on a boy, I'm afraid he'd be terribly disappointed if it's a girl.
Oh, here's the cab. Here, Sally. Come on, hurry. Do you realize it's here?
I'm ready, dear. Mm-hmm.
Well, come on. Let's get out of here.
Jim?
Mm-hmm?
You'd better wear your coat, Jim. It's cold outside.
Oh, sure, my coat. Where is it? Oh, sure, there it is. Oh, come on.
Bye, Mom. See you in a little while.
You needn't hurry so, Jim. I'll guarantee you'll have a long wait at the hospital.
Yeah, goodbye, Mom.
Jim?
Hmm?
You better take Sally's suitcase.
Martha was quite right about the long wait. A long night for Jim. Of walking up and down, cigarettes, and whispered consultations with the nurse. Sally's mother sat watching him shortly after dawn the next morning in the hospital waiting room.
Jim, dear, you've walked 20 miles up and down this floor tonight. Why don't you sit down?
Sit down? You think I could sit down at a time like this?
All right. Did you look at those babies in the nursery down the hall? Seems so strange to see them through the double glass windows. Some of them are fussing and crying, but you can't hear them because of the soundproofing.
Yeah, I saw them, and I wish I hadn't. Homely little things.
Why, Jim Carter?
They look like wrinkled little old men. Golly, all this for one of those.
They get prettier right away.
One has a pointed head. Say, Mom Hayes, you don't think...
Oh, that doesn't matter. Their heads shape up in a few days.
Well, that isn't worth it. That's all I have to say. I never spent such a night in my life. It's worse than Guam.
For heaven's sakes, Jim. You go out and get a cup of coffee. It might be quite a while yet.
No, I've always wondered why anybody'd raise an only child. Now I know. I was an only child myself, and I always thought I'd have a big family if I had any at all. But I've changed my mind. Right here tonight, I've changed my mind.
You'll feel differently tomorrow.
Never, never. I'll never forget this night as long as I live.
Quiet. Here comes the nurse. Maybe.
Mr. Carter?
Yeah?
You have a beautiful little girl. 6 pounds, 4 ounces.
I've got a... You mean I... Oh, well, how's my wife? Can I see her? Is she all right?
She's fine. You can see her in just a few minutes. But if you'll come with me right now, I'll show you your daughter.
My daughter?
May I come, too? She's my granddaughter.
Certainly. Right this way.
Here she is, in her basket. The pink card shows it's a girl. See? It says Baby Carter. She's sleeping now. Wait a minute. I'll pick her up so you can see her better. There.
Gee.
Ah, the angel.
She's so little.
Oh, no. Just about the usual size.
Well, bless her heart. Look at her little hand, Jim.
She hasn't any hair.
She's either, but she'll get both, I promise you.
I'll go find out if you can see Mrs. Carter now. If you'll put on that hospital smock, Mr. Carter, you can hold the baby for a minute.
Me? Hold her? Oh, no, no.
All right. I'll put it down. There you are, baby. I'll be right back.
Well, Jim, there she is, your daughter.
My daughter. Isn't she awfully red?
That's a sign she's a blonde. All blondes are red babies. Sally certainly was.
She was?
Sally was bald-headed, too. By the time she was 6 months old, she had lovely blonde ringlets.
She did?
Oh, look, Jim. The baby's moving her hands again.
Say, she's not as ugly as those others. The ones in there behind the glass.
Look at her.
She's not ugly at all.
Of course not. She's beautiful. Do you want to hold her now?
No, thanks. I'm better not.
You can see Mrs. Carter now.
Oh, I can? Well, how is she? Which way?
You go ahead, Jim. I'll put in a call to the phone. This way, Mr. Carter. What do you think of your daughter? How does it feel to be a father?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, it feels fine. Fine. Have a cigar, miss?
Thanks, I'll smoke it after dinner. Right that way. You know the room.
For the final scene of today's story, we'll take you to Sally's room in the hospital. But right now, I'd like to have a very brief chat with all of the mothers-to-be who are listening this morning. I know that more than anything else, you want your baby to be healthy, to grow strong and sturdy, and to be happy. How your baby grows depends largely upon you. And I'd like to help you by sending you a gift copy of the book called Your Baby. It's a beautiful and valuable book, filled with the kind of helpful information your own doctor would want you to have. Write me for it today, won't you? If you like, just address your request to me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of the station to which you are listening, or through the address I'll be giving you a little later. And now, let's return to the hospital and our story about Sally Carter's first baby.
Hello, beautiful. And I do mean beautiful.
Hello, darling. We have a little girl, Jim.
How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, I feel wonderful.
You look exhausted.
Oh, I am. I never had such a night in my life. Sally, you can't imagine what I went through.
Poor darling.
Have you seen the baby?
Oh, it was the longest night in history.
Jim.
Yes, dear?
Do you mind very much?
Mind? Mind what?
But she's a little girl. Are you terribly disappointed?
Hmm? Why should I be disappointed? Are you?
Of course I'm not, but I thought you wanted a boy.
What? Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, you talked so much about it, son.
Well, come to think of it, I did have a notion that it'd be a boy, but... Oh, that was a long time ago, before I'd seen the baby. Have you seen her, Sally? Why, she's a knockout. She's going to be real whistlebait.
You like her, then?
Like her. Say, I wouldn't trade my daughter for 10 of those funny-looking little boys behind that glass.
I'm glad.
Why, she's the prettiest baby in this hospital by a mile. Say, I just realized something.
Oh?
She looks just like you, Sally. And, by golly, her name is Sarah Elizabeth.
Jim, but you don't approve of naming babies for people.
Well, that was a long time ago before I'd seen her.
Could it be confusing? You know, Big Sally, Little Sally, an outmoded custom.
Okay, maybe not Sally, but Sarah Elizabeth just the same. What about Betsy,
Betsy. I like that. All right, she's Betsy. Oh, Jim, isn't it wonderful being parents?
Makes a fella think, all right. Say, Sally, do you think girls ought to go to finishing school or college? I mean, girls that are pretty and smart, of course, like Betsy.
Oh, darling, you're crazy. But golly, I'm happy. Oh, Jim, I'm so happy.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I guess life is going to be a little different for Jim and Sally Carter now that young Betsy has put in her appearance. But with your good wishes and doctor-approved pet milk, I'm sure the Carter baby will get along first rate. We'll drop in to see what's happening next week, of course. But right now, I'm ready for a cup of coffee and one of those butterscotch nut rolls of Mary Lee Taylor's.
I'm a mind reader, Dale. Here you are.
Well, good. But I don't...
No, I don't need you. You go right ahead and enjoy yourself. I can tell our listeners just as well as you can that today is the last time we can offer the 16-page book called Time-Saving Recipes. Yes, it's the truth. This book has been so popular, there just aren't many copies left. So do send your request today. Just a postcard addressed to me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And if you also want a copy of the 64-page book called Your Baby, simply add the words baby book to the card you send in for time-saving recipes.
Mary Lee, that butterscotch nut roll was wonderful, but I'm not going to finish it now, or you might find out that you can do without me on this program.
That's an idea, Dale.
Now, wait a minute. Don't take my job away from me. I like my job. I like to tell people about pet milk and the fact that it's the first evaporated milk and that it's been a standard of highest quality for more than 64 years. And
I know, Dale. And you can tell them. But first, let's do some meal planning.
Okay. What's it going to be? A breakfast? After all, the recipe of the week's for butterscotch nut rolls.
And those sweet, rich-tasting rolls are every bit as good for dessert as they are for a special breakfast.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But let's start with the beginning and not the end of the meal. And for today's main dish, I've selected fish croquettes. Not only because it's a good Lenten dish, but because fish croquettes made according to the recipe on page 6 of Time-Saving Recipes are perfectly delicious.
And if Mary Lee Taylor says it, it's so. Well, what goes with the fish croquettes, ma'am?
Care for hash brown potatoes?
Love them.
And stewed tomatoes?
Oh, bet your sweet life.
And pineapple salad on lettuce.
With pet mayonnaise? Sold.
And for dessert? Butterscotch nut rolls and hot coffee or tea.
And did you say that meal costs just about $1.65 for four people?
That's right.
Golly, you ought to go to Washington and show them how to save money. But I guess you're happier right here in the Pet Mill kitchen. So how about the prize recipe for butterscotch nut roll?
Here it is. And the first thing you do is put into 8 greased muffin cups, 2-inch size.
Put into 8 greased 2-inch muffin cups. Okay, go ahead.
2 tablespoons melted butter.
2 tablespoons melted butter. Oh, and margarine?
Yes, all margarine. And 1/3 cup brown sugar.
1/3 cup brown sugar. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what makes that good butterscotch top.
That's it. Plus 1/4 cup finely cut nuts.
Oh, sure. 1/4 cup finely cut nuts. Okay, now what?
Put into a bowl 1 1/3 cups of biscuit mix.
Put into bowl 1 1/3 cups biscuit mix. Oh, one of those shortcuts, huh?
Mm-hmm. Next, stir in 1/3 cup of pet milk mixed with 3 tablespoons water.
Stir in 1/3 cup pet milk mixed with 3 tablespoons water. And don't forget, just 1/3 cup of pet milk makes a big difference because it's double rich.
Next, beat that mixture vigorously 30 seconds.
Beat 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then?
Roll the dough into an 8-inch square, using a floured board, of course.
Of course. Roll dough into 8-inch square. Mm-hmm. And when it's rolled out?
Sprinkle it with 2 tablespoons melted butter or margarine.
Sprinkle with 2 tablespoons melted butter or margarine. That all?
And 1/3 cup brown sugar.
Here we go again. 1/3 cup brown sugar.
And 4 tablespoons finely cut nuts.
Okay. 4 tablespoons finely cut nuts.
Finally, roll it up like a jelly roll and cut into 1-inch slices.
Oh, so that's it. Roll like jelly roll and cut into 1-inch slices. Then I guess you put them in the muffin cups right on top of that other stuff.
That's right. Put into cups and bake in a hot oven, 425 degrees, 15 minutes or until light brown.
Put into cups. Bake in hot oven, 425 degrees.
15 minutes. Or until light brown.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Then turn out while hot. And that makes 8 rolls.
Well, some like them hot, but some like them cold.
Oh, but you still turn all of the rolls out while hot. Because then the butterscotch in the bottom of the cups will stick to the rolls instead of to the bottom of the muffin cups.
Well, that's a good enough reason for me. And for the benefit of anyone who tuned in late, let me tell you that Mary Lee Taylor just finished giving the recipe for butterscotch nut rolls. That they're extra good and rich tasting, made with extra rich pet milk. That the recipe is in the book called Time Saving Recipes, and today is your last chance to get a copy. So if you want this book, and you certainly do, don't you? But write today to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
Oh, Dale, no more commercial, please, until I've given a few helpful tips about that recipe for butterscotch nut rolls. First, and this is important, the recipe I gave is just right to use in any altitude up to 3,000 feet. If you live in a higher altitude, ask for my specially adjusted recipe, being sure to tell me at which altitude you live.
Tailor-made for sea level or mountaintop, huh? Ah, well, but go on with the tips, Mary Lee.
Just a few quick ones. Any kind of nuts will be all right to use in the recipe. And the ones you put into the bottom of the muffin cups can be left whole, if you prefer. When you roll out the dough, and when you roll it up, handle it gently. The lighter your touch, the lighter your rolls will be. And do for best results, bake them on an oven shelf slightly above center.
And do use Pet Milk. The double richness of Pet Milk works its magic here, just as it does in other foods. There's no getting around it. When milk is concentrated to double richness, as Pet Milk is, it's bound to give foods extra richness of flavor. So don't write just the word milk on your grocery list. Write Pet Milk.
And while you're at the grocery store, pick up one of the handy take-home recipe folders you'll find with the Pet Milk display. There are some helpful ideas in it I'm sure you can use.
What's on the docket for next week, Mary Lee?
Well, another delightful story about Jim and Sally Carter, of course, and the recipe for a perfectly beautiful dessert.
A big double feature, as always. And now, before Mary Lee gives you today's recipe for happiness, let me remind you quickly to listen tonight to Vic Damone, starring on The Pet Milk Show, with Kay Armon, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and his Pet Milk Orchestra. A musical half hour worth staying home for. So tune in tonight over most of these same NBC stations. And now, today's recipe for happiness.
All the happiness a woman can want in this world is contained within the duties of a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother. And now, until next Saturday, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Today's story was written by Jane Spencer and directed by Al Chan. Del King speaking.
Have fun with Judy Canova tonight on NBC.